In Minneapolis, Minnesota, I'm Sheila Regan.
I have got it bad. I've got it bad.
There's a quiet ache to Lydia Liza's voice. It has layers of sadness in its rich tones.
I definitely really value the fact that I am an addict because I feel like I have appreciation for things I never did before.
Liza first started doing music when she was 14, when she learned how to play the guitar. She taught herself most of the Mumford & Sons first album and got a few friends from junior high to start a band with her called Bomba De Luce. After winning studio time from a Battle of the Bands competition, they made their first record.
And I dropped it off at the Current, and I just wrote a little note, like, whoever does the local show, this is my band. And then they ended up playing us pretty immediately, and then we just ended up gigging all the time.
Liza and her band got really popular really fast. She says that around the same time, she got into a bad relationship with an older guy who drank heavily and began drinking herself to cope.
I started drinking when I was 16. There's a reason it's self-medicating, you know? It works. It takes away a lot of that people don't want to deal with.
Liza was hospitalized for suicidal ideation when she was 19.
It was another like realization, like, I'm going to kill myself today. And that's how today's going down, and then it'll all be over. And then I thought, I should probably call my mom. And then I called her, and she came and got me and brought me straight to the hospital.
It wasn't until 4 years later that she'd get treatment for her addiction. Liza had gone viral for the song she co-wrote with Josiah Lemansky, a non-rape culture version of Baby It's Cold Outside, at the end of 2016.
I really can't stay.
Baby, I'm fine with that.
It was finals week, so I was like, I can't do finals. I haven't been there to learn any of the finals stuff. So I just dropped out. And then it blew over, and then I had all this time since I wasn't in college anymore. So I just started to drink like it was my day job.
A little more than a year later, Liza hit rock bottom when she went inpatient for suicidal ideation for the second time. After she was released from her second hospitalization, Liza spent a month binge drinking before starting a program at Hazleton in March of 2018. It was a day program, and she'd spend time with her family in the evenings.
So I think I spent the first 3 months of sobriety sleeping and crying, and then 4, 5, 6 is when I really started to get involved in going to meetings. And then I also was making sure I was journaling every day. I had to like sit down with myself at the end of the day and be like, all right, just write everything you're feeling. Don't stop. Just do it.
Liza also found healing in going for walks.
There's a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And she talks about how clearing and meditative walking can be.
After 6 months of sobriety, Liza found that she could start writing music again. And some of her journey appears in her music. Her song Gardenia, for instance, speaks to becoming unhinged.
Your sad man, I've come unhinged.
Another song Liza recorded with Spencer Worth Davis, otherwise known as Big Cats, also touches on alcoholism. It's called Wouldn't Know.
Got off track, had to get my feet wet. I waited till the chain split, filled my glass up.
When you're in active addiction, you do genuinely hate yourself and everything, and this is why you drink, and you have all these crazy thoughts about yourself that when you quit and you start being softer on yourself, that critic is quieter, and then you have more space for experimentation and more space in your brain for trying rather than shutting yourself down immediately. So once my brain critic kind of started to quiet down, then this other creative part of myself started to come.
Well on her way into her second year of sobriety, Liza still finds solace in journaling, going to meetings, going on walks, and her music.
Some days are completely unmanageable, and some days are, there's nothing but suicidal ideation. You know, it's hard to know when those symptoms are going to flare up, but you learn tools to deal with them as they come. But I think that'll forever be a part of me and my music, for sure. Forgot which day my dream was going. I
wouldn't love you then. I wouldn't know. For KFAI, I'm Sheila Regan. Wouldn't know.